Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Nicole Beasley. I don't know if you can hear this amazing music, but it's by East Forest, one of my favorite bands. And they gave me permission to listen to this music while I make Love Notes, so I'm feeling extremely grateful. Recently, a client sent me an email that said, "Nick, what if our yearnings are not coming from something sacred? What if our yearnings are taking us to a dangerous or dark place?" What a great question. I'm so happy that she sent that to me so that I could look in that direction with you. How do we know when our yearnings are not helpful to follow? First, let me say, listen to only what resonates with your own wisdom. You know the way. Follow only what you remember. So what occurs to me about this is that many of my yearnings have not taken me where I wanted to go. And following them, sometimes I've gotten burned. But when I slow down and look, I know there are no mistaken steps here. There are no mistaken steps. If you follow a yearning and you stay awake, life will show up and show you what she wants you to see. If you follow a yearning and it's followed by a hangover, listen and be willing to grow. A willingness to grow is a willingness to put down what harms you. Sometimes our yearnings do take us into the fire. But even then, there is something beautiful happening if we're willing. And even if we're not, life keeps knocking at your door. She keeps tugging at your sleeve, asking you to go in a different direction. So if you follow a yearning and it takes you to a place of deep sadness or sorrow or pain, listen. What is she trying to teach you? What is the lesson? What are you being asked to shift? How are you being asked to be more love to yourself? Because at the end of the day, any yearning that burns you is a reflection of how you are not choosing love. And that is so innocent. No self-recrimination, no beatings. Because if you're like me, learning what it means to choose love takes experience. Many things I thought were self-loving, I discovered through experience, were not. And that's beautiful. Stay awake. Listen to what arrives. Allow it. have the faith to follow the little messages that are being sent. That takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to listen. It takes courage to put down a bad habit. It takes courage to let in that it is a bad habit. Love leaves me feeling like I'm more. When I follow a yearning and it takes me to a place like a field, a wide open field, where I feel the sun on my face, I know I'm following the light. And here's the paradoxical part. Even when I follow a yearning that takes me to the bottom of the pit of despair, I'm also following the light because I'm being given an opportunity to see what I need to put down to grow more fully into what life wants me to be. You are already there. You are already enough. Keep listening so that what is true begins to shine out. So that what is inside radiates out. Without anything holding it back. So much yes to yourself. I hope this was helpful, and if it was not, send me a note. I will listen. Until the next time.